Saima Qadri thinks the North Tampa neighborhood of Sulphur Springs is the perfect place to tackle childhood obesity.
Obesity, particularly in areas such as Sulphur Springs, is a heightened problem. It's a national epidemic, but even in particularly low-income communities and underserved populations such as the youth in Sulphur Springs, it's a very high problem. But we are here to move the needle on that.
She's the senior program director at the Sulphur Springs YMCA. There, they use the 521 Almost None campaign.
The five fruits and vegetables per day, no more than 2 hours of screen time, 1 hour of physical activity, and then almost no or zero sugary beverages.
Qadri recently brought a group of fourth and fifth graders to Tampa General Hospital for a field trip.
My name is Micah Jones, and what I learned today is that there's special tools and special tools that you use, that the doctors use for people who has like heart attack or that something have heart disease.
The campers toured the Aeromed helicopter and the cardiovascular center.
Not only is it exposure to different health fields and potential careers for them, but also an opportunity to learn about active living, healthy behaviors.
Micah Jones says right before lunch they did a dance routine that was
absolutely crazy fun.
She says she knows it's not just about fun, but about keeping her heart healthy too.
I was sweating on my face, so I must have been a lot exercising.
The program director from the Y says the combination of fun and exercise is the goal.
I think it's a little bit of both, because they definitely have been receiving positive, healthy messaging all morning about the importance of exercising and why they need to be active and live healthy lifestyles.
The Centers for Disease Control credits the drop, at least in part, to First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. Among Florida's low-income preschoolers, obesity rates dropped a full percentage point from about 14% in 2008 to about 13% in 2011. The CDC, which keeps track of this data, says the rate is still too high. CDC Director Tom Frieden.
It's a bright spot for our nation's young kids, but the fight is very far from over. Still about 1 in 8 preschoolers in the U.S. is obese, with even higher rates among African-American and Hispanic kids. And there are several trends that are favorable that we believe are associated with this.
He says the reason childhood obesity is such a concern is not just because of the health issues they experience as children.
Obesity in early childhood increases the risk of high cholesterol, high blood sugar, asthma, and many other health problems, both in childhood and adolescence, as well as on into adulthood.
He says preschoolers who are overweight or obese are 5 times more likely to be overweight or obese as adults. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.